Pluckwan residents celebrate the third annual Blueberry Festival, and the Haines Public Safety Commission is set to hold a public hearing on hiring a new police chief. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. The public is encouraged to speak out Wednesday about what they would like to see in the next Haines police chief. The Public Safety Commission is holding a hearing to collect local input and discuss the hiring process. It's important to note that a chief will not be chosen at Wednesday's meeting, and the job opening has not yet been posted. Interim Chief Robert Griffiths took over for former Chief Bill Musser in May. Musser resigned after about a year on the force. An audit of the Haines Police Department that was released last month highlighted deficiencies within the department, including failings in management, organization, and accountability. The new police chief will be saddled with repairing those shortcomings, as well as mending a scarred relationship with the public. In an interview last month, Griffiths said much of the trouble with the department stems from high turnover among both officers and chiefs.
Part of the reason that the department is in the shape that it's in now is that they have not had consistent staffing to conduct the ongoing training and the detailed investigations that the community expected or that our profession demands.
Borough Manager Dave Sosa says he hopes people show up at Wednesday's meeting and share their ideas. He says that the Public Safety Commission will take recommendations from residents on what traits, skills, and abilities are best suitable for Haines. The borough manager is ultimately responsible for hiring with confirmation from the assembly after reviewing the commission's recommendations. At a meeting last month, Public Safety Commission Chair Jim Stanford said he wanted to hear from everyone, no matter what they think of law enforcement in town.
I want to hear from the people that support the police department. I also want to hear from the people that are always ragging on the police department, and we have quite a few of those.
The meeting starts at 6 p.m. Wednesday at the Chilcat Center. Pluckwan School has started off the school year with stronger enrollment numbers than the past few years. 18 students in grades K through 12 attended the first week of classes in August. There's also a new teacher.
So what you're going to do is you're going to take the glue and color the glue.
New teacher Tiffany Patton is leading Pluckwan's younger students in an art project centered on symmetry, using colorful glue.
I think I know what we're doing. We're going to put another one on it, and then we're going to put it on a piece of paper.
Patton previously taught for a year in Heidelberg on Prince of Wales Island. She and her four children make up a good portion of the new faces at Pluckwan School, but there are about four other new students this year.
Well, it's great. It allows you to do more activities, have discussion, a little more variety. And it's newer kids that are new to the school and new to the kids that were here before, so we have some more social and some more group interaction.
Lead teacher Kathy Carl says enrollment jumped from 12 at the end of last year to 18 at the start of this school year. Carl teaches grades 7 through 12 and special education. Pluckwan is in Chatham School District, which also includes schools in Angoon, Gustavus, and Tenekee.
They're starting a one-to-one initiative in Chatham, so there are new computers ordered for grades 6 through 12, so each child will have access and have their own laptop. And we had a whole bunch of iPads ordered, which are on their way.
Carl says it looks like there will be enough iPads to bring the school's technology one-to-one in all the grades. She says she's looking forward to using both old and new kinds of tools for learning. It's a Friday, and the students are having fun with art and games. Seventh grader Jaden is playing chess with his brother. He has in front of him a picture he drew in Mrs. Patton's class.
I drew an eagle.
Clinket
eagle. Two stripes going behind it. A peace sign, dream catcher, and a regular dream catcher.
Jaden says the school year is going great so far. Here are some of his favorite parts.
Pizza, making new friends, doing art.
Carl says what she enjoys about Pluckwan School is the community.
You have a community with the kids, a sense of family, the ability to really focus. You're not caught up in all the rigmarole and red tape of a larger school. And at Clukwan, we have a lot of flexibility to deal with individual child's needs and meet them where they are and move them forward on the continuum. They don't have to all go with a pack. Everybody can move at their own space.
She hopes the school family will keep growing even more. Chilkat Valley residents and visitors were treated to a superfood celebration over the weekend at the third annual Blueberry Festival in Clukwan. This year's harvest has been above average, and locals are taking advantage, filling jam jars and freezers for winter. KHNS's Jillian Rogers was in Clukwan for the first day of the festival and filed this report.
Blue teeth, blue hands, blue mouth, everything, yeah.
The blueberries are plump and plentiful out Clukwan way these days, and residents like Marsha Warner, who you just heard, Lonnie Hotch, and Joanne Spud are getting creative with how they use the nutrient-packed fruit. Food was just part of the focus at this weekend's Clukwan Blueberry Festival. There was also poetry and art, blueberry items for sale, and student projects. Friday at the ANS Hall in Clukwan, those blueberry-themed poems, artwork, and jars of jam outnumbered the people. But it didn't stop organizer Spud from churning out stacks of blueberry pancakes. She said this year's blueberry crop was above average.
It must have been 4 or 5 years ago that popped up on my page the other day where I had made a comment that I had picked 12 blueberries. So that must have been a terrible year. A lot of people have gone like 5 or more times.
As for staying quiet about the best spots to find copious crops, Spud said she doesn't intentionally hide where she goes to harvest blueberries, and she has enjoyed sharing the bounty she gathers.
And I don't like try to be secretive, but they say, were you on Sunshine Mountain or Flower Mountain? Well, people could tell me every day for a year, that's Flower Mountain, that's Sunshine Mountain, and I'll get there and it's like, I don't know which mountain it was.
Clukwan resident Marsha Warner says picking blueberries is a family affair and a time for strengthening community bonds.
Definitely, it's subsistence living here in the village, and so I've gone out with, like I said, my dad and a couple of my aunts and an uncle. I've met people and became closer with them because I've gone out with other families here in the village, and it's definitely something that brings you together.
Warner is known around town as a master blueberry picker. She says she's gone about 8 times so far this year, and she's hoping for a couple more picking expeditions before the berries are gone. All those trips added up to between 10 and 13 gallons of berries. She says with a smile that it might have been more, but for every few that went in the bucket, one got eaten.
This year, I was waiting for the blueberries because that's my favorite, and gone out with family members and friends from the village. And every time, I think it's not going to be as good as last time, and it is. So it just keeps making me want to go back again to find those, you know, blueberries that are just hanging there and so large this year.
Something new for locals and visitors to try at this year's festival was blueberry vinaigrette and a fizzy fermented beverage with a blueberry twist. Lonnie Hotch was giving out samples of her homemade health drink in hopes that people would buy it by the bottle.
Well, I've got some blueberry kombucha. It's something that I've been drinking for over a year now, and I really enjoy it, and it's got all kinds of health benefits. And so I'm selling it here more as a health promotional idea because it's helped me so much that I want to see other people get turned on to it and start drinking it and be healthier.
The people who tried it seemed to like it, she says, though a lot had never heard of it before the Blueberry Festival.
People aren't familiar with it and they're kind of scared of it and they don't know what to think of it. And so, yeah, I just give it a little sample and see how they like it, and then sometimes people end up buying some too.
Meanwhile, back at the festival, the tables full of paintings, crafts, and poems captured how well-loved these tiny tart treasures are. The winning poem in the adult category was written by Spud and reads, "It's not just a blueberry. On the mountain, it draws out the giggle of a child and the laughter of men and women as they pick blueberries and share stories. At home, it draws mothers and daughters to the kitchen to make jam, jelly, and pie. Fathers and sons join mothers and daughters at the table to enjoy jam, jelly, and pie. Later, at a village gathering, the mixed berries are served and you hear the whispers, Is it real blueberries or store-bought? It's not just a blueberry, it's a Chilkat blueberry. Reporting in Klukwan, I'm Jillian Rogers.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.